The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
The snow drifts are well past my knees, and we've already had temperatures of 32 below zero, but I am anxious for some fresh greens this winter, and I'm not going to let a little cold weather stop me. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and today I'm going to tell you an easy way to make sprouts in your kitchen. Now, sprouts are a very good, you know, delicious, nutritious addition to sandwiches, salads, or just eating them right out of the container for our winter vegetables. And it's nice because it's very seasonal and it doesn't require any shipping. So the way you make sprouts is to choose some sort of mix. Now, the fortunate thing is anymore is we have a lot of options out there. We have, you know, broccoli and radish and fenugreek, just all different beans and alfalfa. So look at your local grocery store or local health food store, and I'm certain they're going to have different sprouting mixes for you to try. And the thing is, you just try different ones and find the ones that you like the best. Now, to make the sprouts, you don't need really any fancy equipment. You need a quart mason jar, probably with a screw top lid of some sort, and non-chlorinated water, as well as your sprout seeds, of course. Now, the way you're going to do it is you just take a couple of tablespoons of your sprout seeding seeds, put those in the bottom of the quart jar, and put a couple of cups of water in the jar. And for your lid, a lot of times what I'll do is I'll just poke holes in my lid because you don't want it sealed. You don't want just to put a regular mason jar lid on that's going to just seal it off and not allow air to get there. That's not counterintuitive to the whole process here. So I like some air holes in there. Another thing you could do is use cloth, like a, you know, real tightly woven cheesecloth over the top, and that allows the air and then also allows to drain. So when you put your 2 tablespoons of seeds in, a couple cups of water, and then let it sit overnight. And the next morning, you just want to kind of swish it around and then drain it completely. This, if you have the cheesecloth over the top, you just kind of tip it out and drain it that way. And then you're going to add a couple more cups of water, another cup, swish that around and drain it again. Or if you're like me, a lot of times what I'll do is I'll just take a separate little strainer and I'll pour my sprouts into there and then dump them back into the jar. It's just easier for me since a lot of times I'm using cheesecloth for other things. And so once you put them back into the jar, screw your lid back on or your cheesecloth and kind of tip it at an angle a little bit. So if there is any extra moisture in there, it's going to drain out. You don't want your sprouts sitting in water. So it's kind of tipped at an angle on its side, kind of with the open end down so that water can drain. Let it sit there for a day. Do that the next day and the next day. Every day you're going to see those sprouts grow a little bit more. And it'll take probably 3 to 5 days, depending on your variety, of the sprouts to fully mature to where you're going to want to eat them. But don't hesitate to kind of snack along the way, too. It's not going to hurt anything. And so once the sprouts are large enough for you to eat, you'll want to be able to put those in the refrigerator for a few days as you start another batch. So you could put those in a plastic bag, or I usually put them in kind of a glass container, but you don't want it totally airtight. If you put airtight, they may just go funky on you a little too fast. And the way I use sprouts is if we're making sandwiches, they're really good in place of lettuce, because a lot of times at this time of year, it's really hard to find lettuce that isn't shipped up from Mexico, and I really try to avoid that. Or put it in, make it with salads and things like that. So they're just, and also stir fries. They're really, really good to add to stir fries and things like that. So sprouts are really, really versatile, very tasty, and highly nutritious. And the best part is they're super easy to do right on your countertop, no matter how nasty the weather is outside.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.